1, 2, 3.
Let's do it.
No FM. Winter road conditions.
Yeah.
The RMS would like to advise Kosciuszko.
Up and Adam, 5 minutes past six, Jordan.
Are you okay there, Simo?
Are we just
mixing up who does roads and weather this morning?
Yeah, you might have to do the entire show. I think I'm a bit... I don't even trust myself.
Well, that's a good start to the show. I mean, what is it, 6.05 and you're already croaking and struggling.
You did sound good on the weather, though.
Thank you.
It is champagne and pyjama Friday.
Is that why you're so croaky? Did you go out last night?
Maybe.
Oh, here we go.
That could be the reason.
How many champagnes did you have?
Two layers of pyjamas, because as you know, it is very cold.
That is a very good smart choice.
And then, you know, the champagne come what may.
How much are we talking, like 4 or 5 bottles or?
Yeah, just champagne showers all over the joint.
Champagne shower. How much did you drink and how much did you spray everywhere like they do at the end of Formula One races?
By the time I got to that point, I wasn't counting. And Simo and Jordan are hanging out, 20 minutes on the way to 9.
And now, Simo, about 2 weeks ago or so, I got an email which was definitely a scam. And instead of just deleting it, as I normally do, I decided to hit reply because that's something that I've always wanted to do.
Okay.
All right, so the email that I got read, "Dear Hello," which is a good start.
Mm-hmm.
"I found your contact email from a high-ranking military officer in Ghana," which is nothing sus about that at all. That's,
I mean, unless you know a high-ranking military officer in Ghana.
I know several, actually.
Do you?
No.
Bob, Bill, Shane.
Yes, they're very Ghana names, aren't they? So I found your contact email from a high-ranking military officer in Ghana. "I'm writing to inform you of a large sum of money left to you by the will of Mr. Solomon Vandy." Now, that name Solomon Vandy, I knew that I'd heard it before, so I Googled it.
Yeah, I've heard it too.
Have you seen the movie Blood Diamond?
Ah, DiCaprio.
Yes, DiCaprio's in it. Solomon Vandy is one of the main characters in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I responded, "Oh, how tragic. Mr. Vandy was one of my closest friends. Mr. Vandy had promised me that we would go to Sierra Leone and dig up a large diamond he had found, but now the diamond is lost forever." That's more or less the plot line to Blood Diamond, in case you haven't seen it. "Kind regards, Leonardo DiCaprio."
You've nailed that, Jordan, that first response.
I know. So far, so good. The scammer.
Can we just talk? Can we just talk?
Nice grab there. Could have gone with ABBA money as well.
No, or... you're just having a chat with a scammer.
Yeah. Just a casual thing we all do, I'm sure. The scammer responded, Dear Mr. DiCaprio, there is no diamond. Please email our lawyer at this email address. And so I did. I got an email back from that email address saying, "Dear Sir Leonardo."
Oh, man.
Which is always a good start to an email.
Yep.
"You will need to make an account with our bank in order to receive the large sum of money. This will involve a $500 fee. Please fill out the form and return it immediately." And that's where they kind of get you. They get you to...
What happened to the Ghanaian military personnel?
Gone forever. I don't know. No, I was a bit confused because the first email said that this person was a lawyer. His email says he's a lawyer, and now he's come back to me and saying that he's a bank.
Okay.
So I responded saying, "Sorry, but I'm a bit confused. Are you a lawyer or are you a bank? The previous guy said you were a lawyer, but now you're saying you're a bank. Surely you can't be both." He replied saying, "I am both. Now send me the money." I said, "Surely you can't be both a lawyer and a bank. How do you have time to fit it all in? I struggle getting to the supermarket and the gym on the same day." But that's mainly because I'm lazy. Scammer said, "I'm good with my time." I said, "Well, maybe you should write a book on time management. It would fly off the shelves. I would certainly buy a copy." Scammer replied, "No. Now, please fill out the form without further delay." I wasn't quite done with this time management thing yet, though. So I said, "But if you did write a book on time management, you'd have to give up one of your jobs to have the time to write it. Or maybe you wouldn't, considering how good you are at time management." Scammer replied, "Please stop talking about time management."
That's my favourite part of that. He's discovered that walked into something here.
I know, he's walked into a trap. He shouldn't have tried to scam me.
Yeah, rookie.
"Please stop talking about time management. If the form is not filled out soon, you'll be charged a late fee." I said, "Late fee? I haven't even joined the bank yet, and already you're charging me a late fee." He said, if you fill out the form now, you won't be charged a late fee. Please do it now without further delay." This was going on for, I think it's about 2 weeks at this point, so I was getting a bit bored of it, so I wanted to try and end it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, "Sorry for all my messages, I'm just a bit nervous. I just want to ensure that this is not a scam." To which he responded within 2 minutes saying this is not a scam. This is 100% safe.
It's 100% legit, mate.
There is nothing to be concerned about. That instantly makes me concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So I said in response to him, oh, look, I just want to double check. I hope you don't mind. But I just had one of my old friends who used to work at the FBI look over all this. I didn't get a response to that.
Okay.
For a couple of days. And I thought, oh, should I just leave or should I? No, I went back in once more. So I sent him an email just saying, is the deal still on? Still nothing. So I waited a couple of days, sent another email, is the deal still on? Eventually, just yesterday, I got back a response from the scammer that simply said one word, no. Can we just talk?
Can we just talk? You're so needy, Jordan. Why did you keep having to try to talk to him?
Well, it was fun. And like, I don't think what I did was bad, because at the end of the day, he's going around trying to scam innocent people out of money.
It's a very good point.
And the way I look at it is every minute that he's wasting talking to me, he's not out there getting some innocent person's money. So basically
point.
What I'm saying is I want a knighthood.
Yeah?
Maybe a bit over the top, but I still want one.
How long did
Sir Jordan, I like that.
How long did that go on for?
About 2 weeks.
My favourite part is where, what does he say? Please stop talking.
Please stop talking about time management.
I've got one for you, Jordan. This is Neon Trees. Everybody talks. Wakey, wakey, it is your Friday, 24 minutes to 7, Simo and Jordan Snow FM breakfast.
Now, Simo, you're a gym goer. Are
I am.
You not?
I partake in the gym, lift those weights, watch the veins pop out of my arms and legs.
I would be, but, I mean, sitting on the couch is quite comfortable.
Oh, jealous.
So, yeah, that's...
Nah, but you got to do it. I'm a man that enjoys the grind, as they say.
I'm a man who does not enjoy the grind, as they say. Hey, but a gym in Queensland has sparked controversy with the sign that they posted out the front. Now, I reckon this is perfectly fine and kind of funny.
Okay.
But I want to get your thoughts on it, Simo. The sign reads, sick of being fat and ugly, just be ugly.
Nice. I think that's good.
Yeah. But people are complaining that they shouldn't be calling people fat, essentially.
Yeah, I mean...
It's one of those things.
Oh.
I know, it doesn't really... Actually, when I say...
If you're going to take offence at that, you're probably not even ready to step into a gym. There's a whole bunch of humility that goes into going into a gym because everyone's there.
They've got mirrors everywhere you can't
People
hide.
People are sweating and there's all shapes, all sizes, but it's all just about being physically active.
Yeah, exactly, and going to the gym is a good thing. I'm just too lazy to do it. when I say people have complained...
Yeah.
One person has complained.
Oh, right on.
One person has complained and given an interview and all of this is all blown up. I reckon that's perfectly fine. Like, I don't want to start going all talk back radio. Going, oh, this is controversy, blah, 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 blah. I reckon that's fine.
Were they a stunning, like, size 8 model that took offence to it?
I have absolutely no idea. It doesn't say.
Well, I wonder. Hello, Black, Brooklyn in the summer. It is Simo and Jordan hanging out this morning, arguing about how to spell Enya.
Yeah, it's one of those artists that I've just never thought of. How do you actually spell the name?
That and also you were like, he, she, it. She's kind of a bit of a mythical creature in
a
way.
Yeah, there's a reason I said spell their name, not because actually now you mention it. I'm not 100% sure whether Enya is a boy, girl or band.
You just got no idea. Well,
the musical... people.
The reason that we're discussing Enya is more the case of New Zealand is the topic of this one, Jordan.
Mm-hmm. You can uncover your eyes. They're not Australians. They're New Zealanders.
Yeah, New Zealand police been getting up to a little bit of mischief here. Check this out, right?
Go for it.
The rules of breath testing. Apparently, they've been carrying out tests in people's homes to catch them out sometimes up to 2 hours after they were last seen driving. So it's been happening in, like, living rooms and stuff.
Also, police can just knock on the door, say, we saw you driving 2 hours ago. Come and have a breath test.
Yeah, well, like they whip out the breath test right there in the couch as they're already sitting watching their favourite TV shows.
Or listening to their favourite radio stations.
But how would you be? So you've gone home from the pub maybe on a Friday night.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, not that I'm giving the local cops any ideas. I'm pretty sure there's laws against it.
Local cops, Simo's trying to tell you something here. His car's the one out in the car park. I can point out which one it is. You want to follow him.
The little hatch. Mm-hmm. But... Imagine
it's next to my car, actually, this morning, so be careful when you
If you're
leave.
The first home, right, and then you're getting breath tested by police and then your housemates rock up, there's going to be questions.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, like, drink driving's obviously very bad.
Oh, yeah.
And you shouldn't do it under any circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's it's an interesting one.
But, like, cops inside your house are going to have bigger questions than, like, you just went to the pub.
It's going to be tricky to explain that to your housemates. No, they're just breath testing. But you left the pub 2 hours ago, yeah?
It's completely fine. Nothing to see here.
Mm.
And these are my mates.
Yeah, just don't read anything into it.
How often do you get breath tested? Or
I've
like,
never actually been breath tested in my life.
No way. We're going to have to make this happen. Do you know how to do it?
I've seen the TV shows. No, because like I've never been like pulled over or anything like that. And whenever there's a breath testing on the road, I'm always one of the ones that gets waved through.
Oh, yeah?
It's happened sort of 3 or 4 times now I've been waved through. I mean, they can come and breath test me. I haven't had any. Well, I did have last night. But no, I haven't had any this morning.
At least not this morning.
No.
But you've never been breath tested.
No.
That's some kind of achievement. But then again, you only started driving recently, right?
Yeah, pretty much. 4 years.
How old are you?
23.
Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And Simo, it's time to win yourself a free dinner for perhaps tonight or over the weekend or next week, whenever you want.
Well, yeah, if you're hungry.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say now, but I don't know if they're open now.
You're always hungry. You have actually something in common with one of these characters from our film quote.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, but you wouldn't know because you haven't seen it, as per usual.
Well, yeah, but yeah, fair enough.
So if you're familiar with this film quote, call 64-572-977. Score yourself a $25 dinner voucher to Jindabyne's favourite bar and restaurant, Ella Messa. What is this from?
He's so cute and all alone. Can we keep him?
Bumper, are you nuts?
You're talking about a lion. Lions eat guys like us.
So, any ideas, Jordan?
Oh, well, look, there is a movie that's out at the moment, which is a remake of one that does feature the animal lion.
Yeah.
So I would take a guess that it could be that.
You're on the right track. Good morning to our first caller through.
Yes. Hello.
Who have we got there this morning?
This is Ben.
Good morning. Would you like to hear the film quote again? Do you need a bit of an extra taste?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here it is.
He's so cute and all alone. Can we keep him?
Bumper, are you nuts? You're talking about a lion. Lions eat guys like us.
So surely you're familiar with that one.
Absolutely, it's the Lion King.
Yes, he's got it. Jordan, well done. You've scored yourself, well, a $25 dinner voucher to Jindabyne's favourite bar and restaurant, Ella Messa. What are you up to today, champion?
I'll go up for a little bit of a ski before going to karaoke tonight.
All right, what's your go-to karaoke song?
Akuma Matata.
Friends in Low Places.
Okay, would you like to sing? Would you like to sing just a little bit for us?
Just do a bit of a warm up for karaoke tonight.
Oh no, you'll have to come out today to see it.
Snow FM Breakfast, and you mentioned that there's like big money being won or something. What was that?
Yeah, so Lotto went off overnight. It was 110 mil the jackpot.
You were no doubt in it because you're big into the gambling.
Oh, I wasn't actually. No, I should have done.
Oh no,
Three people won. I just imagine winning and thinking, yes, I've won 110 million, and then going, oh no, two other people have, so I'd have to share it by three. So I only get 36 million. Oh, this is so inconvenient.
I mean, it's still a fair sizable amount. What would you do with that?
Oh, look, I think I'd go on a bit of a world trip.
Yeah,
say.
Maybe bury it on a desert island, be a full pirate.
No, just put it in a bank account. Banks are probably safer than burying it on an island.
So you'd take a bit of a travel?
I think I'd go travelling. I think I'd maybe expend a little bit more and travel up the front of the plane as opposed to back in cattle class where we all normally travel.
Not to mention that cattle class, right, at the back of the plane, if you're going to be at the front, might be a bit of a rookie move. I saw this report during the week that an airline company on their social media shared which plane seat is most likely to kill you.
Oh, well, that's happy.
Yeah, I mean,
that's positive news for your Friday.
Well done.
I hope you're not travelling later today. You don't glance down at your ticket and, oh, no, we're in seat 1A. Oh, jeez.
So they removed the tweet, had a bit of backlash from it because apparently towards the front of the plane, similar to the, the passenger side seat of the car?
Mm-hmm.
Danger. According to data, studies have shown that the fatigue...
Hang on, I'm not sure if I want to know the exact
you
seats,
want to know?
Which is... I'll go on then.
The seats in the middle of the plane are the highest. So towards the front, in the middle. However, fatality rates for the seats in the front, marginally lesser, as is the back of the plane. But I mean, if a plane's going down, Jordan...
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a couple of episodes of Air Crash Investigation.
Yeah?
Like, if you're at the back, you don't have a good chance either.
30 million, definitely fly.
I might take the train, actually.
Good point.